Welcome to 2026 Talks, where we're following our democracy in historic times.
We're very proud to fight back and stand up for Maine voters, the right to their own privacy, and to push back against a pretty unlawful demand.
Jen Lancaster with the League of Women Voters of Maine says they're watching lawsuits that question state election policies ahead of the midterms. The Trump administration is suing 18 mostly blue states, seeking voter registration data. Lancaster warns the driver's license and partial social security numbers could be used to improperly remove eligible voters. The White House says the lawsuits are meant to ensure compliance with federal election laws. It wants to expand an online citizenship confirmation system, which watchdogs warn has previously stopped legitimate votes. Others say a new postal rule could mean mail-in ballots are rejected for arriving late. Michael Shimidas with the Rural Democracy Initiative says the USPS won't postmark mail as quickly, a big issue for people in 70% of zip codes.
So people in rural communities are going to be hit twice. Our mail is going to take longer to get there, and then the documents that need a postmark are going to show the wrong date. And this is going to lead to a whole lot of people having their votes discounted because of this policy choice.
The Postal Service says the efficiency measure will save money. They advise mailing ballots early or getting a manual postmark. On the fifth anniversary of January 6, the White House unveiled a new webpage praising President Donald Trump's actions that day. It blames Democrats for what it calls the real insurrection, defends the president's pardons for the rioters, and accuses the Capitol Police of escalating the conflict. Former members of the House Committee on the Riot say the website and ongoing attacks on them are an effort to rewrite history and support the big lie that the election was stolen. Speaking to congressional Republicans, Trump again warned of drastic consequences if the party loses this fall.
Because if we don't win the midterms, it's just going to be, they'll find a reason to impeach me. I'll get impeached.
Administration officials are openly discussing invading Greenland. Missouri Republican Senator Eric Schmidt says it's a national security priority.
When you look at a map sort of from the top of the globe, you realize the significance that Greenland has in the Western Hemisphere for our own defense here in the United States.
European allies support Denmark's control of Greenland and warn a use of force could threaten NATO. The people living on the island strongly oppose American intervention and say their future can't be imposed by Washington. Hilton says it's removing a Minnesota hotel from its booking system after reports it denied rooms to immigration agents. Conservative journalist Nick Sorter posted a secret video showing he was refused a room while posing as a federal official Monday. He says that was after Hilton apologized.
They lied. Hilton and the Hampton Inn out here in Everpeak Hospitality lied.
The company says the booking decisions were made by one independent franchise. I'm Farah Siddiqui for Pacifica Network and Public News Service. Find our trust indicators at publicnewsservice.org.
Hey, how are you?